We didn't have to catch the streetcar, Cecil. We could have walked.
No, I didn't want to. I got something in my shoe.
You mean your feet?
No, I mean a nail or something. I gotta have it fixed.
But as long as we were only going to the neighborhood show, we could have walked.
I wonder if I stepped on a nail.
Were you walking where there were some nails?
Hey, wait, Sally. Something's been in my shoe all day. Well, I'm going to stop and take it out.
Why don't you wait until we get inside the movie? It's only two blocks more.
Oh, no, wait. There's nobody on this street. I'm going to take my shoe off. You don't care, do you?
Well, I don't think it's very nice for a boy to take off his shoe in front of a girl, but I guess you don't want to walk on a nail, do you?
Here, come on over to the curb. Let's sit down on the running board of this car.
Why didn't you look and see what it was when you got home tonight?
Oh, I didn't think about it. Here, sit down.
I hope the people that own this car won't mind.
Oh, they're at the movie, most likely.
Can you get your shoe off by yourself?
I've been doing it for 19 years. There. Oh, look, there was a rock in my shoe.
Well, don't throw it away, Cecil. It might be a diamond or something.
Not in my shoe.
You should always look at things before you throw them away.
Now, as soon as I tie my shoe, we'll walk on to the show.
What kind of a car is this we're resting on?
I don't know. I can't see from here.
People sure park a lot of cars along here, don't they?
Yeah. I wonder how this guy got in here. He sure crowded in.
Maybe this is as close as he could get to the theater.
I guess so.
Where's your car, Cecil?
You shouldn't ask questions. Now, there we are. That feels better.
Cecil, don't ever tell anybody about this, will you?
What do you mean?
Well, I wouldn't like Sybil to know that I stopped with you on the street while you took off your shoe.
Oh, for cat's sake, why not?
Well, she wouldn't think I was refined if she knew it.
Oh, you give me a pain. This is a side street anyhow.
Well, I bet it would look funny, you sitting down on the running board of a strange car taking off your shoe to get a rock out.
No one saw me.
No, I guess. Oh, Cecily did, too. Look, there's a man coming out of that house. Look.
Well, what of it? Come on, stand up. Here, give me your hand.
Oh, look. The man is just coming out to chop some wood. He's carrying an axe.
He wouldn't come out the front way to chop wood. Come on, let's go.
Wait a minute, Cecil. Look and see what kind of a car this is.
Oh, all right. I'll look on the hubcap.
Cecil, that man is coming here. Look.
Oh, come on, let's go.
Hey, you. Here, wait a minute. You stay where you are.
Is he talking to us?
Who are you talking to? Us, mister?
Yes, I'm talking to you. What do you think you're doing?
We're going to the movie. Why?
And I stopped to get a rock out of my shoe.
Don't give me any of your sash, young fellow. I've been looking for you.
Well, fine. What do you want?
I live in this house here, see?
It's quite a nice house, mister. Do you own it?
Well, what's that got to do with us?
Nothing. Only that's my driveway, see? That's how I get my car out of the street and into the garage.
Okay, mister, but I don't see why you're telling me about it. We're going to a show.
Well, this is my property, and I've got some rights. You smart aleck kids think you own the streets. Well, you don't. See?
I didn't say I did.
If you get smart with me, I'll teach you a lesson. Understand?
Well, Cecil, I think he's crazy.
Crazy? Yes, I am. This business of trying to get out of my garage is driving me crazy. And I'm tired of putting up with it every night.
Why don't you catch a streetcar, mister?
No back talk from you, young lady.
Hey, mister, I don't know what you're raving about.
Oh, you don't? Well, you get in that car and drive it out of this driveway.
What, you mean this car?
I won't have my driveway blocked for 3 hours every night.
Well, why don't you do something about it?
Well, I am, and right now. Get that car out of my way.
I can't get it out of the way for you.
Oh, you're going to talk like that, are you? Well, if you don't move that car out right this minute, I'll make you sorry you ever laid eyes on me.
You have no right to talk to us that way. We're strangers.
I don't care who you are. I want you to move that car.
Why should we?
Because I said so.
You haven't any right to order me around. I don't know you.
I want that car moved out of my driveway.
Well, get in and move it yourself.
Yes, we don't care. If you want it moved, move it yourself. Isn't that right, Tito? Yeah.
Why, you young upstart...
Oh, now, be careful, mister. I'm not afraid of you, even if you have got an axe with you.
Are you going to move that car down the street?
I am not. If you want it moved, you move it yourself. It's not mine.
Well, what would your father say, young fellow, if you brought home his car all dented up?
I haven't got a father.
I'm warning you both. I'll do something desperate. I've stood this thing here as long as I'm going to. Now you get in there right this minute.
Hey, now let go of me, you big... Who do you think you are?
Cecil, don't pay any attention to him. He can't do anything.
How can't I? Well, if you try and start down the street, I'll break that windshield.
Cecil, he picked up a rock.
Go ahead. Break it. See if I care.
Oh, so you don't think I will? All right.
Oh, there. Cecil, look. The windshield, he broke it.
Now am I desperate or not? Every night for a month I've stood for this. Well, I can stand just so much. Now what do you say, young fellow?
You broke the windshield.
I told you I would.
We'll break it some more and see if we care.
Yeah, break the side windows, too. You're bright. You don't scare me.
Cecil, he's got another rock. Oh, he's going to throw it. Oh, he did it again.
Now, goad me into a thing, will you?
Good. What a lot of glass. You're a good shot, mister.
Well, of all the confounded gall I've ever seen.
Oh, we think it's fun, too, mister. Wait a minute. Here, I'll pick up a rock for you.
Here's another one. See if you can break the back windows, too. Here, take it.
By hurry, I'll wreck it for you.
Hooray! Bullseye.
I'll bet he's a baseball player, Cecil.
You're doing swell, mister. You feel a lot better?
Now will you get in that car and move that car out of this driveway?
Nope, I sure won't. Not now. I'd have to sit on some glass.
Cecil, do you think it's his car?
Do you hear me? I'm ordering you to move that car. I don't care who you are.
Hey, watch out, mister. You'll bust a blood vessel.
Oh, goodness, mister, you sure are mad. Do you always shake when you get mad?
If you don't do what I say, I'll take this axe and knock off the both headlights.
Oh, Cecil, he'll ruin it. Move it for him.
No, I won't. Why should I? Go ahead. Knock the headlights off. Now, knock the right one off first.
You'll wish you'd never been born when I get through with this.
Oh, Cecil, the headlight.
Now the other one, mister. Oh, that's good.
I see. You think you can make me pay for this? Well, let me tell you, there's not a court in this state that will get a cent out of me.
Cecil, let's go to the show now.
Hey, mister, as long as you brought out that axe with you, why don't you try it out on your neck sometime?
Now, just for that, I'll break off a fender for you.
Oh, we don't want one broken off. Oh, Cecil, stop him. He's crazy.
Well, that's not our fault. I should do what he says.
Well, he's ruining his car just because you won't help him. He's cutting off his nose to spite his face.
Now, there you are. You'll have to call a junk man to move it now. I'll teach you to park in front of my driveway again.
Be all through now, mister?
Oh, think the insurance company will give your father a new car, do you? Think you'll tell him that you had a wreck, huh? Well, try and explain it. Just try and get away with it.
Well, we're going to a show now. Glad to have seen you. Come on, Sally.
Hey, you wait. Get your car away from the front of my house, do you hear?
Get it away yourself, we told you.
I'll break your young neck for you.
Now, look here, mister. You better leave me alone. I'm warning you now.
Oh, Cecil, he's wild. Let's run.
If you don't take your car away, I'll burn it up.
You're going to get into a lot of trouble, mister.
Oh, you want me to burn your car up, huh?
I told you it wasn't our car. You're so mad and hot-headed you won't listen.
It's not your car.
Oh, goodness, no. You didn't think it was, did you?
Of course it's not. I was just sitting down on the running board for a minute to get them out of my shoe. I told you it wasn't ours.
You can't make Cecil move a car that isn't his, mister.
You should have moved it yourself. I don't know you. Well, we're going to the show, and you better start thinking fast. Here comes the man that owns the car up the street. He looks like a cop to me. That's a cop's license plate on the car, too. Well, come on, Sally, quick, let's beat it. He'll think of something fast.